can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yes, welcome back to the program. Here we go again, another edition of Bucket Strategy Investing. It's another hour of taking your phone calls and your emails and talking to you about money and money strategies. And how about this? We've got Rick, the Professor Plum, standing by once again. He's here in studio with me. I'm Johnny Dean, ready to take all of your pressing money questions as we do every day on this show. If you want to get into the topic today, what we're going to be talking about for at least a little while after we take some phone calls has to do with required minimum distribution strategies. So guess what? You're approaching age 70 and a half. And if you're like age 60, I mean, you should be thinking about these things. You know you will be required to take some money out of your retirement plans. And you're also aware, maybe, that it could just possibly push you into a higher tax bracket. These distributions count, of course, as income, and you pay tax as such. Is there any way around the plan, any way to plan around that and then minimize the tax impact? Well, of course, now that you mention it, yes, indeed there is. So we're going to tell you how to deal with RMD's required minimum distributions coming up. We'll take some phone calls first, though. If you got a question for the Brain Trust, you call us right now at our studio number. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Not every line, but some lines are open. It's early in the show. Good time to get in. Emails, you send them to us at wealthed.com. Go to our website and click on the Find Your Answer link. Type in your question and send it to us. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, our main man, our in-house Brain Trust Advisor. He's here courtesy of the wonderful people at Lucia Capital Group. If you need a bucket strategy put together specifically for you, one that fits your goals, you can call the professor or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. Now, keep in mind that preparing yourself for whatever might happen is one of the keys to a successful retirement plan. You need to make sure you have a plan for whatever might crop up. Anything can, and anything does. Once again, the number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. That's the off-air number. On the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We do have a lot of things to talk about this hour, but I think we're going to take a couple of calls first so that we don't leave people on hold too long. Professor Plum standing by with me. I'm Johnny Dean. 877-752-6637. Let's see. I believe first up is it Greg? Greg in Clearwater, I do believe. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Johnny. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you today?
I'm fine. This is, I don't know if you remember me, this is Greg that in Clearwater that made you guys aware of your Medicare number changing when you applied
I was about to say that this might be the same Greg in Clearwater that we talked to before, but okay, it is. Gotcha. Great.
So what have you got for us today?
Yeah, just to be on the safe side, I've been on that restricted application from my wife's Social Security for a year now. When I turned 66, with the professor's advice, I went ahead and did that. So I'm 67 now, and I know they have that new law, but I'm, for lack of a better term, I hope I'm grandfathered in. Am I?
You're fine. You've got no worries. The new laws do not affect you in any way, shape, or form.
I don't need to do nothing
nope.
about it.
There's nothing you can do.
Okay. And then the another question, Rick, when I do reach 70 or when I do apply for my own Social Security,
right.
Where does that restricted money go? Do we lose that?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere. It's just you just start receiving a different benefit, and so it doesn't go anywhere. It's like asking, where does it come from? Did it come from? You know, the taxes you paid? Not exactly, because whether you were married or not married, she gets the same benefit regardless of whether you're taking a benefit or not. Whether you took your own benefit first, where'd the money go if you didn't take it? It's just a benefit that's there that you're taking advantage of, and then when you're 70, you're going to turn around and apply for your own benefits, which will be a lot more, and this spousal benefit just doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, so let me what we've done with that is I just let her, I think it was $450, I just let her have it, like most good husbands would do. So when I do turn 70 now, we'll that $450 that I get on the restricted...
It won't happen anymore.
It won't happen anymore.
So her benefit's like $900?
Her full benefit was. She couldn't wait. She decided to retire at 62, so she got like $750.
Okay, so what happens when you turn 70 is you will turn your benefit on, and you will start receiving a check that's probably... What, $3,000 or something? $2,800?
Oh, yeah. I worked for the big brown machine for 41 years, so I...
So you got a nice benefit.
Yeah.
You'll get a nice $3,000 a month or whatever it is, and she will receive the $750 she's been receiving all along. That $450 doesn't exist anymore. Now, whether you're going to give her the $3,000 a month to spend as well instead of the $450, that's up to you. We'll see how good of a husband you are there. But
No.
But you'll be the $450 just disappears and turns into your benefit at $3,000, and also remember you're going to go back to your own Medicare number at that point too.
Right. I already talked to my Medicare insurance carrier, and they said for me to make sure I let them know I'm doing all this so they don't let that happen again.
Yeah, it's the restricted application, the spousal benefit, is just an additional benefit available if certain parameters are met. Right now you're meeting those parameters, you're taking it, but once you start your own, the restricted application just kind of disappears. It doesn't affect what she's receiving. She'll still get her $750 just like it was before. Now the reality is she'll actually, once you apply for a benefit, if your benefit was like $2,500 when you were age 66, she'll be able to apply for a spousal benefit from your work record once you apply for your benefit, and she may actually get a couple $100 more because 50% of your benefit, even with the reduction because she took it early, is more than what she's receiving.
I got you. I thought I did hear you say that at one time from listening to all your shows all the time that would happen. We dropped the $450, but maybe it get kicked up another couple hundred off my...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all righty. Well, that's great then.
Okay. Well, Greg, thanks for the call. Give us a call back anytime.
I'll do that, Johnny.
All right. Take care. Appreciate the question. Yeah.
She's not going to lose very much money when he goes over to his own benefit because she'll turn over and start taking a spousal benefit
from
him.
So explain how that works now for people who are new to the program.
Well, right now he's taking a spousal benefit from his wife's work record. Her full retirement age benefit was $900 a month. She decided to take it early, partly because he can then take a benefit from her. So she took it at 62. She received a 25% discount. She's, getting a benefit of like $750 a month. So she's got, let's say she took a $150 haircut on that benefit. It might have been a little bit more than $175.
For taking it early.
For taking it early.
Yeah.
So what happens later in time when she then, when he turns his own benefit on, she's now eligible for a spousal benefit from his work record because he is receiving a benefit, and we have to look at how much she's going to get. Now, she's not going to get the full 50% number because she took, in our example, $150 discount in the benefit.
And it's a discount of the, when she takes the spousal benefit, it's a percentage or the dollar amount discount?
It's a percentage.
Okay, so it'll be the same 25% discount.
But it's going to turn, I'm going to do it the easy way,
just
use it as a dollar amount.
All right.
But when she's eligible, let's say his benefit at full retirement age, not his age 70 benefit, the spousal retirement benefit does not swing off of what he's actually receiving. It's calculated off of his full retirement age benefit, something known as the primary insurance amount, the PIA. And let's say that was $2,500 at his age 65. 50% of that, because by that time she will be 66, would be $1,250. But she's not going to get $1,250 because she's going to receive her benefit, continuing to receive her reduced benefit, and then an extra amount equal to the difference between her benefit at the time she's eligible for the spousal and the spousal. So basically, that $150 discount in our hypothetical example will be applied to the spousal as well. So instead of $1,250, she'll get $1,100. So she will get a bump. She'll get a nice little bump.
Yeah.
But it all depends on what his age 66 benefit was.
And it's nice for him because he was able to leave his benefit alone. He's able to, once
jump
she applied,
it up quite a bit.
Once she applied, which helped him, actually it helped both of them, by applying early. He's able to take a restricted application and do so until such time as he wants to turn his on, age 70, I would assume in this case.
Right, and in the way they did it, he was still eligible to do the file and suspend. Mm-hmm. But because of the way the benefits worked out, the benefit coming to him on a spousal benefit was larger than the spousal benefit going to her over and above what she was already receiving on her own. So it made more sense to do what they're doing the way they're doing it with the restricted application rather than go the other way and do a file and suspend mm-hmm. so she could have taken a benefit from him. And so it worked out really well. And this April deadline means nothing to him because he's already doing everything he wants to do. And they're not taking anything away from him. He met the deadlines.
Yes, indeed. And he'd also called earlier about the Medicare.
The Medicare number changing.
Now that was a while back. We were aware of that.
I wasn't aware of it.
Okay.
Because then I've never had anybody tell me about it before. And I'm not on Medicare, so I don't know.
That's true. Okay. Well, then I guess maybe that was...
And I thank Greg for telling me, because I've used that many times since.
Well, there you go. It's always helpful, especially somebody who's done it before. That's
and
what's
got
helpful
caught
about
in the trap.
Medicare. Yes, about Medicare and with Social Security. If you wind up trapped in something, that's some situation we didn't know about, you got to tell us about it. Okay, required minimum distributions and other topics still to come. Couple of lines open. In fact, three lines open. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. It's Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA. Created to serve, built to perform.
Going on now at Guitar Center, it's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings, buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables, buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center. This weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon. In store and online.
There's a reason for this. We'll tell you more. Remedy. Well, we're talking RMDs coming up. All right, there you go. RMD, remedy, RMD. Yeah, okay. If I need to explain it, that is. It is. Okay. Welcome back to the program. It's good, though. I like that. This is a Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner from Lucia Capital Group. I'm talking to you about, we are going to get into these required minimum distributions. In fact, that's one of the things that comes up quite a bit in some of these workshops that we're doing around the country. That is a big topic for many people as they approach retirement. And there's more, but that's not it. There's another retirement workshop happening this Saturday. That's right, this Saturday, April 30th in Santa Clara, California. Just a couple of days away, still some room for you. It's a small, cozy gathering, but we would love to see you there. Just go to wealtheds.com, and say, I'm coming, here's who else is coming, or I'm coming by myself, we'll put some chairs out for you. Also, you're going to be learning all about retirement income strategies, but we'll have a chance to ask your money questions, whether it has to do with retirement income or Social Security or required minimum distributions or just planning in general. It doesn't matter. You can ask any money question you want. There's not a question, I don't think, that they've necessarily seen that they haven't been able to answer before. So join the Brain Trust in Santa Clara this Saturday, April 30th. Love to see you there. It's all free. WealthEd.com at the live events tab. All right, 877-PLANNER, our number. Couple of lines open right now. Let's at least get started with this remedy, this RMD topic, Professor Plum. First of all, we need to make sure that everybody understands that at age 70 and a half, you are required to take a certain amount of money out of your retirement accounts.
Right, but it's not the day you turn 70 and a half.
No.
It's the year you turn 70 and a half. And so it's any time between January 1st, if you can get somebody to work on January 1st, and December 31st. The money coming out. You don't have to be 70 and a half when the money comes out, as long as you're going to be 70 and a half during that year. And then that earlier distribution in that tax year still satisfies your required minimum distribution for that year. So some people have a required minimum distribution in the year that they're 70 because they turn 70 in the first half of the year. Some people don't have a required minimum distribution until the year they turn 71 because their birthday's in the second half of the year and they don't turn 70 and a half until the year after their 70th birthday. So how you go about calculating your required minimum distribution is slightly, the calculation's the same, the factors are slightly different, but it's the year. We get this question quite a bit. Do I have to wait until my half birthday to make my required minimum distribution? And that becomes very difficult for somebody whose birthday is, you know, June 28th, 29th, 30th, because that means that you would have to wait until December 28th, 29th, 30th. And it's very difficult if you wait that long to get anybody to work on those days, especially if that happens to be on a weekend or something. So it is the year. This one happens to be the year you turn 70 and a half. And so you just have to do a required minimum distribution. Now, the only people that don't have a required minimum distribution from their retirement account are people that are still working, have a retirement account with the company, not an IRA. The IRAs do not qualify for this exemption to the RMD. But a company-sponsored retirement plan at your place of employment, if you're even if you're over 70 and a half, as long as you don't own 5% or more of the company, you do not have a required minimum distribution from that particular company's plan. Now, if I have previous employers' plans, they have a required minimum distribution. It's only the company that I'm currently employed by and continuously employed by that I can potentially defer the required minimum distribution. Every other plan, IRA, 401k, profit sharing plan, whatever, 403b, 457, all the other types of retirement plans, if I'm not working for that particular company, I have a required minimum distribution. And it's not difficult, it's just taxable for a lot of people.
Yeah, once you're in the year where you turn age 70 and a half, and let's say maybe you've been taking some money out of your IRA or your 401k anyway, any money that you take from that point on starting in that year counts toward that required minimum distribution, whether you mean it to or not. It's not like you're filling out some form and saying,
no,
this is RMD money only.
Yeah, in fact, there is no form to fill out. Other than you put it on your tax return and say, I took out my money. And most people, if they calculate the RMD is, you know, $4,327, they'll take $4,400, $4,500. They'll round it up just to, you know, to make it nice and easy. But it's just something you have to do. I'm one of those ones where my 70 and a half birthday is right at the end of the year. My birthday is at the end of June, towards the end of June. So, but I could start taking, in the year that I turn 70 and a half, I can start taking distributions in January. Maybe I'm taking the distribution from my IRA to live because I need money when
I'm
70.
And you're barely 69 and a half at that point.
I'm 69 and a half in a couple days. It's still, because it's happening during the calendar year that I turn 70 and a half, satisfies my RMD, my required minimum distribution.
Yeah, what happens is it all gets looked at and reconciled after that year that you turn 70 and a half. So when your tax return gets filed for that year, there's something at the IRS that says this person turned 70 and a half the previous year.
Big brother knows how old you are.
Well, and that's because I think you actually might have even put it on your tax return.
No, your birthday's not on there.
Your date of birth isn't on the tax return?
Uh-uh.
No. I don't fill it out. I just
you just sign it. When you put the date, you're putting your birth date instead of signing the date.
I may very well do that. But anyway, yes, they know. Maybe they've been spying.
Big brother
on
knows who you
they
are.
They know, yeah, exactly. And so they look and they say, okay, this person was 70 and a half. Let's check and see each retirement account. They got an IRA, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How much did they take out? That's why it doesn't have to happen. You don't have to wait until you're 70 and a half. It has to just happen sometime during the course of that year. Now,
and you know what your required minimum distribution is in that year because they use the balance of the account at the end of last year for the calculation. You don't have to make some projection of what your account's going to be worth. And it's not the day you take the distribution. It's based on December 31st the year before.
Exactly.
So you just now have to wait to get the December 31st balance to calculate your required minimum distribution.
And to be clear, for the very first required minimum distribution, there is a snooze button. And you can only use it once.
One get out of jail free card.
Well, that's what it is. Now, keep in mind, you turned 70 and a half. Let's say you turned 70 and a half in 2015. Now, you had until April 1st of 2016 to take that particular required minimum distribution. Now understand, there are two required minimum distributions.
In that case, the distribution that you're talking about, it that came out in the first part of this year, was still the 2015 RMD.
Based on the 2014, end of 2014 balance.
But you haven't, even though you've taken a distribution during this year, you haven't taken your 2016 RMD. So, you, like you said, there's a second one or an additional amount that you have to take out. So all of this comes into planning because a lot of people don't have to worry about the required minimum distribution because they're pulling money out of their IRAs already and they're pulling enough to live off of to satisfy the RMD. So if you've set your life up nicely like that or all you have is IRAs, then you don't really have to worry too much, at least not until you get into your 80s and 90s when the percentage goes up. But if you're like a lot of people that I've met who have income that they don't need to touch their IRAs. And then when they take the IRA, it's just another additional source of income on top of the other incomes.
Taxable.
It's just a tax issue. Maybe we need to take a look at how you're doing things to see if we can create a more efficient use of the different types of money you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody can do it. I mean, I've met people that have big pensions and big IRAs. Hey, there are worse things in life than a tax problem.
We're going to take more of your calls. You got to take a quick break. Paul in San Francisco and others, stick around. 877-PLAN or any money question you have, we're here to answer it for you with the Brain Trust on Bucket Strategy Invest.
Lucia Capital Group advisors talk to people every day about their greatest financial fears. Some worry about a repeat of 2008.
I am concerned about another market crash.
Some worry about what will happen if they live to 2048.
I think outliving our money. I know that a lot of people are living longer.
Whether you're worried about a repeat of 2008 or preparing if you live until 2048, make this the year you focus on getting a retirement income strategy that can potentially prepare you for retirement risks such as market volatility or longevity risk.
If you think you need a new strategy for the new year and many years into the future, schedule a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor now. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, and learn more online at the site dedicated to wealth education, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with the Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money every day on the radio and on television across the country. WealthEd.com is our website if you want to watch us there, or Biz TV. 877-PLANNER is our number. We've got a lot of folks on hold, so we're going to take everybody's call. Do not go away. Great questions still to come. Paul is up next in San Francisco, California. Hello, Paul.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I just want to get your off-the-cuff strategy for my wife and I to take our Social Security. What would be the best way? We're not quite there yet, but our full retirement age is 67. I've calculated our benefit to be about the same. So I was just wondering, when we finally get there, is it better for one of us to claim our benefit and then the other to do a spousal, or what do you think?
Unfortunately, you're not going to have that option.
Okay.
I think somebody told me you were in your 50s right now, right?
Right.
Are you both about the same age?
Exactly the same age.
Oh, nice. Makes it a lot easier in this case then. And that means that you're both exactly too young. Neither one of you have the option to take a spousal benefit from the other, because you said both of your benefits are very similar in size, which means that the spousal benefit will be smaller than either one of your individual benefits. And because you fall into the new rules, you weren't 62 in time, January 1st of this year, anytime you apply for a benefit, you're going to have to be applying for your own benefit first. You can't ever get to a point where you can choose to take only the spousal benefit without applying for your own first. So now we're just going to look at it and say, what do we want to bet on longevity? How long do you think either one of you will live? Now, the good thing here is you don't have to know that number yet, because you don't even have a choice of taking Social Security yet. But as you get closer to your 67th birthday, or you get closer to retirement, then you're going to start thinking about, what does our longevity look like? And we're going to look individually, how long do we expect to live? Because both of your benefits are very similar, you said. If one of you has a long expectancy, then you're going to want to postpone taking the higher of the two benefits. If both of you have a really, really long life expectancy, you may want to consider postponing taking both benefits until 70. If one of you has a long life expectancy, but you don't want to bet that both of you are going to be well into your 80s, you take one when they retire, and you take the other one at 70.
Well, what's your situation on longevity, Paul?
I think it looks pretty good.
Both?
On both sides, both my wife and I have good longevity in our parents.
So okay. From a planning perspective, when you're getting close to the retirement, I would plan on postponing taking Social Security until 70. Now, what that does is it shifts the portfolio to a little bit more conservative portfolio, because you're going to be taking more money out of the portfolio in the early years before Social Security kicks in, and then a lot less money out of the portfolio later after age 70 when the Social Security kicks in. And so it shifts. It's very easy at that point, if you decided to change, to shift into taking the Social Security and needing less from the portfolio. The problem is, if you set it up to take the Social Security early and then want to defer it, the market has to be in your favor, because you're going to need more money and you're going to have to shift away from a more aggressive market, which may or may not be a good timing. So I would do my planning as if both of us waited until 70, because that makes it an easy transition if I've changed my mind.
Does that make sense?
It sure does. I appreciate the insight.
Okay, sure. I tell you what, Paul, if you have some more questions on this or want a little bit more in-depth discussion, hang on, and we can talk to you more a little bit more about it off the air. It helps, I guess, first of all, that they're the same age, and second of all, if they both do have longevity.
And their benefits are similar as well.
Right, so it makes planning just a little bit easier. Well, planning, it means that you don't have to necessarily you know, pick which one is better to take a spousal benefit or whatever.
Well, they can't take a spousal benefit. They don't have that option. I mean, both of their benefits are similar in size, so obviously 50% of one of the benefits isn't
right.
going to cut it.
That's what I mean. So you don't have that particular
issue. So Congress did them
a
favor by taking away the complexity.
Okay, there you go. So it's
no,
a whole lot easier.
They took away a bunch of money.
And what they could have done and what they can do are two different things. James is up next in Atlanta. Hello, James.
Yes, sir. I've got a question. Can you roll an hour into a 401k?
Oh, you can. Pre-tax money from an IRA. After-tax money in an IRA cannot be rolled to a 401k, but pre-tax money can if the 401k allows for the transfer in. Most do, some don't. So you would have to contact your 401k administrator to see if they will allow you to roll the money in.
Well, here's my question, right? Another question.
Are you still working for the company?
No, just say you got a job and you have a 401k.
So if you get a job and you're 70 and a half, and you before you turn 70 and a half and you roll the money into the 401k, you would have to ask the 401k administrator how they account for it. Do they account for it as a separate account being managed and held by the 401k, or do they just treat it as one full account in the 401k? And if it's all just one account, 401k money, then and you're still working for that company even though you're 70 and a half or older, there wouldn't be a required minimum distribution at that time. But if they account for it separately, there could potentially be still an RMD from that separately accounted for IRA rollover account in the 401k. That's unusual.
Of course. All right. Appreciate your answer.
Okay, right, James.
James, thank you for the call. I missed his second question. You got it somehow. What it had to do with the avoiding the RMD?
If he goes out and gets another job, you know, he's not working at this point. He's also not 70 and a half. But if he wants to avoid the RMD, can he go out and get a job and roll the money from his IRA into his 401k?
Okay. Well, his phone was cutting out, but man, you got that one. That's remarkable. Let's see if you can do it again.
Okay, let's try it again.
Let's try your skills here. Ray in Fremont, California. Hi, Ray. How can we help you today?
Ray,
did you get that one?
Yeah, actually, I did.
Oh, there you are, Ray. Okay.
On the phone.
That's all right. Go right ahead, Ray, with your question.
I have a quick question on RMD.
Yeah.
My date of birth is April 15th, okay?
Okay.
Which means, you know, do I have an extra year?
Nope.
And, after I turn 70 and a half to file RMD?
Well, let's assume you're turning, or you did turn 70 and a half on April 15th of this year.
Well, it's going to be next year, actually.
Okay, so let's talk about next year. Next year, you turn 70 on April 15th. You will also turn 70 and a half during that year. So you will be 70 and a half in 2017. You have a required minimum distribution for 2017. That is your first required minimum distribution. You do not necessarily have to take that amount of money during calendar year, tax year 2017. You could potentially postpone taking that 2017 RMD till the first quarter of 2018. So you don't necessarily have to take it in 2017, but that amount of money, whatever the number is, still has to come out in the first quarter of 2018. But that's still the 2017 RMD. You now have to also take another distribution or an additional distribution for the 2018 RMD, and the 2018 RMD has to come out during 2018 to avoid the penalty. So the only reason I would postpone my first required minimum distribution is A, if I forget, and then I've got a little bit of a reprieve, or B, if I'm working and I have a very high income or higher income in the first year of my required minimum distribution, and then I'm going to retire so that the next year is a lower income and I can play the tax difference. But most of the time, it does not make a lot of sense to double up in the second year and avoid the first year, unless you've got a really good income in that first year.
Did you have a required minimum distribution plan, Ray?
No, but that's the whole idea of asking this question, because I was trying to plan to see if I could take just one RMD. But I think it makes sense to take one and then...
Take one in 17.
Yeah, because otherwise I'll have to double up, and based on my income, I'm also trying to move money from my regular IRA to Roth IRA.
Yeah, unfortunately,
so, I have that income as well.
Yeah, but you cannot postpone the distribution till the first quarter of the following year and do a conversion. So for you, if you did a conversion in 2017 and then postponed your RMD until 2018, that's not going to work, because they're going to consider the first money out of the plan to be the RMD, and the RMD is not allowed to be converted. So if you converted everything you took out of your IRA in that first year to a Roth IRA, mm-hmm. they're going to say that that was not allowed to go to a Roth IRA, and they'll penalize you for an excess contribution to a Roth IRA in that year and every year beyond that. So we found that out early on back in 1999 when we were trying to play games with these new rules once they gave us the Roth rules in the day. They're going to look at the distribution as first being RMD, and then extra amounts over the RMD can be converted, but the RMD cannot be converted, and they're going to consider that happening. Any distributions are going to be considered RMD first.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. Okay. So in other words, I take the RMD distribution, and then following that, I could do the...
Any amount above that, you can convert.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so you're not allowed to. In other words, you're not allowed to convert any portion of the required minimum distribution. That's got to come out first. That's taxable. Once that's done...
Any extra amount?
Exactly, exactly. Ray, if you have any more questions, hold on. We just need to take a break here. We'll come back to you on the other side. Great question so far. Keep it up. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, talking RMDs and everything else with you on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Talking about your money, and there's another hour coming up. We haven't really even covered all of the required minimum distribution questions, topics yet, so we may just throw that into the second hour because we got some phone calls to get to. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group on Bucket Strategy Investing. Back to the phone lines. Carl's next in Sewanee, Georgia. Hello, Carl.
Hello.
What's up?
So I wanted to get a tax deduction by making my IRA contribution in 2015, so I transferred $6,500 into what I thought was a tax-deferred account with Fidelity, but it was a cash account, and I didn't switch it back until after April 18th, so I got to do something, I guess, huh?
Well, when you said it went to a cash account, it can be in the title of an IRA, so I'm guessing it wasn't under the titling of an IRA, right?
Yeah, it was not considered a tax-deferred account that I transferred the money into.
In your name. It was just an account in your name.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so then you said you transferred it after the 18th. Where did you transfer the $6,500 to?
Yeah, initially I put it into a non-tax-deferred account, and right. Then after April 18th, which was too late for 2015, I put it back into the account it should have been in, which was a tax-deferred account.
An IRA.
I claimed the deduction on my taxes.
Well, you're going to get caught, and they're going to say you shouldn't take that deduction, so you probably want to file an amended return.
Okay, cool. All right.
Is this going to be a big problem for Carl?
He'll owe a little more in taxes because he took a deduction for it on his 2015. So he's showing $6,500 less taxable income in 2015 than he really had because he didn't make the contribution in 2015. Unless he can show that he gave them very explicit instruction to put the money into an IRA and the company that he put it into screwed up.
Was that the case, Carl, do you think, or was it just an error or whatever, oversight?
All said and done, it was my mistake.
Okay. All right.
Then you did not make a timely contribution. So what you have done now is made a timely contribution for 2016.
Yep.
And so
I'll file an amended return then, huh?
Yeah, because you're showing $6,500 too little of taxable income. And so you're going to have to show the right amount of money and pay the taxes due on that $6,500.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much.
Carl, okay. Thank you for the call. Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's not a real problem. Nah. Better to do it now as an amended return, and then wait to see if and probably when, you know, they'll
catch that one.
Yeah, it's not a hard one to do, and they'll catch it soon. But then you're going to wind up owing interest and penalties and all that. So, okay, let's move along to Sally, Sacramento, California. Hello, Sally.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to know, can you describe the difference between a 457 and a 401k regarding required minimum distribution? For example, if I want to retire early, can I just pull out my money then? I heard that there was a difference between the two types of funds.
Well, the two types of accounts, the two types of retirement accounts are very similar. They have similar contribution limits. They are separate from each other. They have similar required minimum distribution rules. The main difference between a 457, which is only available through a government as a government employee for the most part, and a 401k is that 401ks have premature distribution penalties. If you take money out of the 401k before you are 59 and a half or before you terminate employment at 55 or later, you have a 10% penalty. With a 457 plan, there is never a 10% premature distribution penalty. So if you retired at 49 and you wanted to take money out of the 457, yes, it's going to be taxable because it's a tax-deferred account, but there's no penalty. So the advantage, you know, falls to assuming everything else is identical. All the investment options are the same. All that works the same. The advantage falls to the 457 because there's no problem trying to get money out of it before 59 and a half. Yes, taxable, no penalty. The 401ks have a penalty.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay, Sally, thank you for the call. Yeah, that comes up every once in a while. But as far as, I mean, it's a retirement plan.
Yeah, they're very, very similar in nature to the 401k, 403b. But like I said, they are technically a non-qualified plan. They don't fall under what they call ERISA, which is what creates that 10% penalty for taking money out too early from a retirement plan. And so it doesn't have a premature. The 457s do not have a premature distribution penalty. I mean, you work for the county, you work for the state for a couple of years when you're 25, and you leave there when you're 30. The money is available to you if you need it. Now, it goes back to something we talked about at the top of the hour. You probably shouldn't take it out because it's better for retirement. But, you know, there's no penalty for taking it out of that type of plan. There would be from the other types of plans.
That's it. All right, 877-PLANNER. I had an email regarding this. I guess it's the deadline, I think. So-called deadline. Carol in Nevada, probably Las Vegas, says, hi, I want to find out the new law for the file and suspend. My father turned 62 on March 29th of this year. And I thought he'd be able to file and suspend so my mother could start collecting his benefits when she turned 62, which is in 2018. Is this not the case any longer? Please let me know. That's Carol.
This is not the case any longer. Your father is too young. Your father would have had to have been 66 this month or earlier to be able to still have the potential file and suspend option where somebody else could pull a benefit from him. He's too young. In fact, your parents are too young to do either of the options that they've taken away from us. They can't do the file and suspend and allow somebody else to pull a benefit from them, and neither one of them will be old enough to do a restricted application from the other and choose to take only the spousal benefit. Now, depending upon what your mom's benefit was, she may or may not have been able to do the spousal application anyway, because her benefit may have been larger than the 50% or actually 35% of your father's benefit, so she would have had to apply for her benefit anyway at 62. That's even under the old rules. But no, your father unfortunately no longer has the file and suspend option. And also, neither one of them have a restricted application option available to them either, because neither one of them were 62 by January 1, 2016. So they lost out on both accounts.
There were two deadlines. One having to do with January of this year, the first for that was to turn age 62, and the other one to be age 66 before the end of April 2016.
And the file and suspend is the one that everybody's freaking out about because of the April deadline. And the reality is most people can't do anything about it anyway.
That's true. And that's really where we are right now. We talked a lot about that yesterday. If you have questions on that, you can certainly Give us a call as we got some lines open right now, and we got to take a break, but there is another hour coming up in many cities, most cities across the country that watch and listen to this program. If you need to talk to the Brain Trust off the air, you got a question for any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, their phone number off the air, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead, 877-PLANNER, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.